in AA, most of them just as hopelessly addicted to alcohol as we were to drugs. We are grateful to the AA Fellowship for showing us the way to a new way of life. The 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous, as adapted from AA, are the basis of our recovery program. We have only broadened their perspective. We follow the same path with a single exception. Our identification as addicts is all-inclusive in respect to any mood-changing, mind-altering substance. Alcohol is too limited a term for us. Our problem is not a specific substance. It is a disease called addiction. We believe that as a fellowship, we have been guided by a greater consciousness and are grateful for the direction that has enabled us to build upon an already proven program of recovery.
All right. Our literature tells us that there's one thing more than anything else that would defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance towards spiritual principles. And it goes on to say that three of these that are indispensable are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And that's what we're here for today. And so for our first speaker, we have Kia B. from Fredericksburg, Maryland. I almost said Frederick, Maryland. I'm sorry, I got it wrong, but I'll keep coming back.
My name is Kia, and I am an addict. Grateful recovering addict. Oh, man, I like to thank the CPR NA committee for allowing me this opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope. The how of this program. I didn't come into this program brimming with honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Actually, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to come to this program because at the end of the road, I was tired. I remember my last run. I remember going out, coughing, giving it away, walking back to the sugar daddy's house, being raped, and waking up the next day saying, I am ready to go. It wasn't until I got into this program that I got in touch with honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. I did everything that the program suggested me to do. Get a sponsor. Go to meetings. Don't pick up. Do some service work. Mind you, when I came from the streets, I brought me with me. So I was still practicing not things that were really spiritual. I was still tricking in recovery. So if you knew and you're just not sure if you're on the right path, keep coming back. But I got to a point to where though I didn't want to continue to live the way I was living. I was in a treatment center. And I was messing with this guy, and he was in this relationship for 20-some years. I had a sponsor. I was going to meetings. I was working steps. But I was still living dirty. Eventually, it started to line up, the principles of these of this program. I started to get in touch with within, because honesty is not it's about within. Now, I just didn't like how I was feeling. I just didn't like the fact that I knew, that people knew that I was messing with this guy and he was in this relationship. Oh, mind you, I was going against the principles that the program has instilled at the treatment center. Because then I started lying to them, I started scheming. This is my story. And I remember when I sat down and I talked to God, I said, God, this topic is honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, but I'm not always practicing honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. So how can I share on this topic? He said, share your experience on honesty, open-minded, and willingness. Man. I tell you, this program has given me the opportunity because of the people who came before me. I was able to get some direction because I really didn't know which way I wanted to go. Like I said, I got beat. And what y'all told me to jump, I said, how high? Because I was that, I did not want it to go back from where I came from. Y'all said, get involved in service. I did that. Today, I am at a place. I need to practice these spiritual principles in all my affairs. And it's only because of this process. And I gotta say that right before, after I took this commitment, one of the criterias for speaking at a convention is having a sponsor, working steps. And after I accepted the commitment, I don't have a sponsor right now. And I have to share that because I am in the process of looking for a sponsor. Because I know what I need to do as far as being in this program. I know I cannot be by myself. I need some other guidance. I need a sponsor in my life. I need someone that I can take everything to. But I gotta share that I am scared. This will be my third sponsor. And I also had to get in touch with, like, look, how come I'm in a place where I keep switching off, switching off, switching off? That ain't the problem, it's me. Now, the God of my understanding tells me, like, look here, what is really, really, really going on? Like, why haven't you? I had to get in touch with the level of trust that I have. Because, see, it's some women in my area that had some, that worked a really, 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 really good program. But it's still something on the inside of me that says, like, look, I really ain't trying to get close with them. Because then they really need to know what's going on in my household. I can get somebody outside of Frederick. for real, that really don't even know me. I'm talking about getting to a level of like, I really want this thing at 8 years clean. I done did this for a long time, but it's something different about right now. Because I know where I came from. I'm that girl that walked the streets with the short mini skirts on, trying to get one. But as I kept coming around, my things started to change, my morals, my values. I'm talking about still going to meetings, still communicating with a sponsor, doing step work, and still living dirty. Because, see, I really didn't get it yet. After leaving that place, I was closed-minded. I didn't want to, I wasn't really tapping into the source. Because after I left the treatment center, I was still practicing some unhealthy behaviors. But today, I still have to remain teachable. That's why my gratitude is so strong. That's why I'm able to stand in the front of a room full of addicts and be really honest. The three that's indispensable, because the moment that I get caught up on things and I'm that type of addict, I'm going to tell you, when I'm fixated on something, that's all that matters. Ain't nothing else going. I'm talking about a couple days ago.
Come on, baby. Come on. We got you.
I'm talking about getting in touch with a level of denial. Like, look, I still got a problem. I'm talking about coming real close of the rent not getting paid, me not having my part. But it's some women that's in this program that has expressed to me, like, look, kid, what are you doing? But it's only through applying spiritual principles in my life that I'm able to recognize and I'm able to get in touch with, like, look, I do have a problem. You know, I am open to other ideas. It is not all about me. Being locked and loaded on a thought, because I got to look good. Like, what's really going on with me? I'm talking about going to another state. Being fixated on clothes. I didn't leave Maryland to go to Virginia to just look for two outfits. Like, I lost the hit. I missed it. It wasn't after that I realized, like, look, kid, this is progressing. You have a problem. What are you going to do? I did what the program suggested. Go to meetings, share about it. This program has given me so much because I work the principles, because I have honesty in my life, because I am willing to go the extra mile, because I go to meetings, because I will go to any lengths. One thing I do know, that in my process, without a God of my understanding, I would be nothing. And it's only by working the steps that I'm able to live the life that I'm living today. That I'm able to say, like, look, when somebody drops their money, I can give it back to them. I'll pick it up and give it to them. I'm able to say, like, look, I'll help you do that. But I know if I'm not honest with myself, I will get caught up on doing this for you, doing that for you, doing this over here, getting this over there for you, and I will lose self in the process. Because I'm talking about a couple days, like real recently, you know, some things are being clarified in my life right now. Because I got this busy schedule, and I think I'm Superwoman. I can take it all on. And I gotta share, like, look, I really don't go to meetings like that. I go once a week because I got school, work, a business that I'm starting, a son that's in a juvenile detention facility, taking a leadership course for my job. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. But I'm talking about losing self in the process. Getting back to the basics. What's really going on? Call your sponsor. Don't pick up and go to a damn meeting. But because I got some time, I get fixated and I say, no, I'm good. I got this going on. Oh, I got homework. This program has given me so much. It's only through this program that I'm able to take on some of these things. I shouldn't be doing them all. I need to be able to delegate these things out to other individuals. I'm talking about getting to a point in a program that because the curse of defect control I still suffer with. I'm talking about coming in here just a few minutes ago trying to tell this man how to run this thing. Having to take a step back and say, hey, this is not my show. I am truly, 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 truly grateful to have the opportunity to stand here today. Clean. Clean. Oh, my God. Clean. I believe the lies. I believe the lies of you ain't shit. You ain't nothing but a whore. It took a long time to get to this point in this program. Baby, welcome. Welcome. I was the one who stood up and went to go read the literature and stumbled all over it. I remember those days coming in shivering. Because I just didn't know if I want to let y'all in. These that are indispensable, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Without these, I will not have the ability to progress in a healthy manner in this program. Without these, I will not have the ability to be able to gravitate to the God of my understanding and get what He has provided for me. So if you knew, get a sponsor. No matter what, don't pick up. Go to a meeting and get a network. Thank God for my network. I thank God. And I'm really, lately it's because of them that I have been getting through what I've been getting through thus far. I'm talking about living in a small town. Running into somebody I know in the program. In the store, and we just had a conversation about my problem, about me spending money, like I got it like that. and I try to duck around her. I try to duck around her, and I say, well, you ain't supposed to be in here. What you doing? And she said, well, you ain't supposed to be in here either. I said, well, guess what? We're going to leave out at the same time. But I'm talking about a disease that I suffer with. 2 days later, I'm back in the store. And I'm thinking, all the while I'm thinking, ooh, maybe she probably went back. It will talk to me in my own voice, like, look, you need those shoes. I don't need those shoes. You need that skirt. I don't need that skirt. Because the God of my understanding has given me something so much greater on the inside that I'm able to do these things. I don't need that stuff to validate who I am. I know who I am. I'm an addict, and on some days I can be real jacked up. And with that, I'm gonna keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.